The following is an Investor Brand Network audio production via our Audio Press Release Solutions. As a multifaceted financial news and publishing company, Investor Brand Network utilizes its network of more than 5,000 distribution partners as well as other corporate communication tools to introduce public and private companies to a wide audience of investors, consumers, journalists, and the general public. Investor Brand Network's platform connects the investment community with companies that have great potential and a strong dedication to building shareholder value. The following audio press release may feature a client partner of Investor Brand Network. Investor Brand Network may have been compensated for the production of this audio production. Please be sure to read our entire disclaimer for full disclosure.
Welcome to Network Newswire editorial coverage titled New Opportunities Abound for Specialty Beverage Water Companies. Soda sales over the past 15 years have fallen significantly, leaving major beverage brands looking for alternative ways to expand their portfolios to capture a portion of the various new craft beverages that consumers drink every day. Many of these large companies are opting to go the M&A route, recognizing the significant impact that smaller specialty brands in the space might have over their existing offerings. Companies such as the Alkaline Water Company, NASDAQ ticker symbol WTER, one of the fastest-growing enhanced water companies in the industry, could be an attractive option. In the meantime, Keurig Dr. Pepper Inc., KDP on New York Stock Exchange, recently announced the launch of Brew the Love Collaborations, an offering from Keurig, one of its premier brands, while Celsius Holdings Inc., NASDAQ ticker symbol CELH, maker of the leading global fitness drink Celsius, has unveiled Jackfruit, its latest addition to a diverse lineup of flavors. Another new beverage offering comes from Anheuser-Busch InBev, Bud, on New York Stock Exchange, which has unveiled its first zero-alcohol brew, Budweiser Zero. And PepsiCo Inc., NASDAQ ticker symbol PEP, is being creative with its approach to new offerings. The company has teamed up with Red Lobster to create new ways to enjoy seafood alongside the taste and variety of PepsiCo products. Volume sales in the carbonated soft drink have declined for 15 consecutive years. Specialty and niche market beverages makers offer fast entry to capture new market share. The Alkaline Water Company has the earmarks of a prime candidate for a strategic M&A move by one of the big brands. WTER has delivered record growth over the past quarter, with all indications pointing to continued growth moving forward. Desire for health variety led to soda's decline. A recent beverage industry article noted that volume sales in the carbonated soft drink category have seen sales decline for 15 consecutive years. Quote, "Today's consumers want both variety and healthier refreshment, trends which have negatively impacted carbonated soft drinks," end quote, said Gary Hemhill, Managing Director of Research for New York-based Beverage Marketing Corporation. In the same article, Jacqueline Heiner, industry analyst for Los Angeles-based Ibis World, noted that, quote, "The most prominent driver of this trend is the higher number of health-conscious individuals in conjunction with rising per capita disposable income. Rising disposable income levels enable consumers who enjoy the taste of carbonated beverages to splurge on craft beverages that are made with natural ingredients. However, growth in this market is expected to be tempered by the continued increase in health consciousness, driving consumers to drink water," end quote. As Heiner noted, while soda sales are down, sales of bottled water globally are soaring. Pre-pandemic, Americans spent $18.5 billion on bottled water each year, and that was projected to rise to $22 billion by the end of 2024. According to a report from industry Grand View Research, the global bottled water market is expected to reach $215.12 billion by 2025, posting a compound annual growth rate of 7.4% over the next 6 years. These numbers could go even higher as health-conscious consumers around the world choose water over soda. Large soda makers may want a piece of that action. A prime candidate. With those numbers staring them in the face, savvy soda companies are looking for strategic ways to strengthen the bottom line. One path that many of the larger companies are taking is mergers and acquisitions. Just a few examples include Coca-Cola's acquisition of Vitamin Water for $4.2 billion and Rainwood's $105 million acquisition of Voss. Dr. Pepper has taken the M&A route too, acquiring Core for $525 million and Buy for $1.2 billion. The alkaline water company, WTER on NASDAQ, appears to be a prime target for this type of strategic consolidation. One of the fastest-growing enhanced water companies in the country, WTER, has posted an astonishing 62% compound annual sales growth rate over the last 5 years. The company reported record annual revenue of $41.1 million as a health-conscious world has turned away from sugary soft drinks to bottled water, particularly water that's been enhanced in some way. The pandemic has only enhanced the company's appeal. While other beverage companies struggled to put product on the shelf, the Alkaline Water Company delivered record growth over the past quarter. The company reported record sales in March, $6.2 million, and April, $7.1 million, representing year-over-year growth of 114% and 171% respectively. Alkaline 88 was one of the few water brands able to deliver during the peak pantry stuffing period, resulting in an estimated 30 to 40% of new households trying Alkaline 88 for the first time, the largest sampling program in the company's history. In fact, a recent Nielsen report ranked Alkaline 88 as the 10th best-selling value-added water and the third fastest-growing top 10 value-added water in the country during the 13 weeks ending May 16, 2020. Top brand in value-added water category. The Alkaline Water Company looks likely to continue its upward trajectory. Alkaline 88 remains one of the top-selling brands in the value-added water category. According to recent trade data, Alkaline 88 reported double-digit growth, despite the value-added water category contracting 8.2% for the four-week period ending April 18, 2020. In addition, the company's track record of recognizing and meeting consumer needs looks strong. Last year, the company launched A88 Infused to meet consumer demand for flavor-infused products. A88 Infused flavored water is available in 7 all-natural flavors, with new flavors on their way. Another point worth noting is the company's strong commitment to the environment. The company kicked off 2020 with the announcement that its flagship brand, Alkaline 88, was available in 500ml single-serving aluminum bottles. Quote, "Consumers are demanding more eco-friendly choices, and we are excited to now offer a refillable, resealable, and 100% recyclable option," said company president and CEO Richard A. Wright. "This is yet another step that the company is taking toward a more renewable future, and we remain committed to providing smarter and innovative packaging solutions for the environmentally conscious consumer," end quote. The company has proved incredibly adept at identifying and delivering on consumer demands. Other catalysts for growth. Not waiting on the majors, the Alkaline Water Company is eyeing multiple other catalysts for continued explosive growth this year, including its entrance into the hospitality space and expansion of its e-commerce presence to meet new consumers' buying habits. The company recently announced that its products will be available in more than 15,000 new retail locations, bringing total availability to an estimated 70,000 retail stores in all 50 states. In addition, the company has identified an additional 40,000 retail locations for further expansions in fiscal 2021. With a solid sales pipeline in new and existing markets, Alkaline's robust lineups of innovative products, and growing momentum in its lifestyle brands, the Alkaline Water Company may be a tremendous opportunity for investors interested in a high-growth company that has a strong track record of delivering on its promises. Of course, becoming a target for the majors would be an added bonus. Opportunities for growth, success. The beverage industry has certainly taken a hit from wellness and health trends, as well as the global pandemic, forcing large companies in the space to make significant moves to hold and expand market share. Through Keurig, one of its premier brands, Keurig Dr. Pepper Inc., KDP on New York Stock Exchange, unveiled a new platform, Brew the Love Collaborations, designed to highlight some of the brand's biggest fans through partnerships to design their own collection. For its first ever collection, Keurig partnered with renowned potter and designer Jonathan Adler on a limited edition, beautifully designed K-Mini brewer with matching mug, which is available at Target and online. In addition, a K-Cup pod canister will be available later this year. Celsius Holdings Inc., NASDAQ ticker symbol CELH, has a new beverage choice on the market. Jackfruit, a new flavor available in the company's Celsius Heat line, has a tropical flavor with a burst of sweetness and a tangy twist. A carbonated performance energy drink, Celsius Heat is packed with 2,000 milligrams of L-citrulline and 300 milligrams of caffeine, as well as the Celsius proprietary blend. Quote, Jackfruit is another great tasting option that further expands our line of flavors, and we expect it will entice fans and new consumers alike, said Celsius Holdings CEO John Fieldly. It is the perfect way to launch our new 16-ounce heat can packaging, which will appeal to a broader audience in the rapidly expanding performance energy category, end quote. Anheuser-Busch InBev, Bud on New York Stock Exchange, is also adding an option to its product line. Earlier this year, the company unveiled its first zero-alcohol brew, Budweiser Zero. Developed and co-founded in partnership with NBA legend, entrepreneur and advocate Dwayne Wade, this zero-sugar, 50-calorie beverage offers a refreshing, full-flavored taste. The alcohol-free beer category is a rapidly evolving space with exciting growth opportunities. Budweiser has more than a century of brewing heritage and a legacy of category-setting innovation, making it a perfect brew to provide drinkers with the freedom of choice. PepsiCo Inc., NASDAQ ticker symbol PEP, is also making the most of prestigious partnerships. PepsiCo is working with Red Lobster to leverage their well-known food and beverage brands in the creation of a variety of craveable new menu items, starting with the DEW Garita, the first official MTN DEW cocktail. The DEW Garita pairs perfectly with Red Lobster's Cheddar Bay biscuits. Made using a top-secret recipe, the new cocktail will be available at selected Red Lobster restaurants in September and will be available nationwide by the end of 2020. The news isn't all bad for those involved in the beverage world. Smart companies are making strategic decisions to move in directions that make the most of opportunities for growth and success.
This audio press release is an original broadcast provided by Investor Brand Network, a multifaceted financial news and publishing company that delivers a new generation of corporate communication solutions, including news aggregation and syndication, social communication, and brand awareness tools. Investor Brand Network may receive payments for the services and solutions provided to its client partners. You should assume that the owners, officers, and directors of Investor Brand Network or financial analysts mentioned in this audio production may hold a position in and may intend to trade the securities on their own accounts. This audio production is not an offer or recommendation to buy or sell any securities mentioned in this audio production. The information in this broadcast is presented solely for informative purposes and is not intended to be or should it be construed as investment advice. As in all investments, investment in the featured companies carries an investment risk. Listeners should review the companies thoroughly with a registered investment advisor or registered stockbroker. This audio production by Investor Brand Network is not purported to be a complete study of the featured company or other companies mentioned. Information used and statements of fact have been obtained from featured companies and other sources but not verified nor guaranteed by Investor Brand Network as to completeness or accuracy. Such information is subject to change without notice. Please see our full disclaimers and disclosures at investorbrandnetwork.com.